Welcome to the Just Ask Illy podcast with your host, Illy. She'll take you on a laid-back journey of how she runs her medical practice. Everything from practice management to medical billing, coding, recruiting, and onboarding. But wait, there's more. If you'd like to learn how she manages to stay sane, sit back, put on a cup of coffee, and enjoy the show.
Hello, everyone. My name is Illy, and welcome to Just Ask Illy podcast. Today, I will be explaining the most common modifiers used in podiatry. I will break this down into a few categories, so let's get into it. Here are a few modifiers that are commonly used on an office visit. Modifier 24 definition, unrelated evaluation and management service by the same physician during a post-operative period. If a patient is global for surgery or procedure, you are not allowed to bill an office visit unless the visit is completely unrelated to the surgery or procedure previously performed. In this case, the doctor would add modifier 24 to the office visit. Modifier 25, definition. Significant, separately identifiable evaluation and management service by the same physician on the same day of the procedure or other service. To put it simply, if you are going to be doing a procedure with an office visit and they are completely separate from one another, you can add modifier 25 to the office visit. Modifier 57 definition, decision for surgery. This modifier is commonly used for a preoperative visit. It will let the insurance know that the patient will be having an upcoming surgery. Now, the next category is going to be dealing with procedures. Modifier 58 definition, staged or related procedure or service by the same physician during the post-operative period. If a patient is coming in on a weekly basis for a destruction of warts, the procedure carries a 10-day global period. When the second session is performed, you must let the insurance know that you are staging this treatment, and you would use the modifier 58 to let them know. Modifier 59 definition, distinct procedural service. This modifier lets the insurance know you performed two unrelated procedures on the same day. Example, right big toe matrix and a wart destruction. I suggest you study your CCI edit so you know where to place the modifier 59. In this case, I would place the modifier 59 on the wart destruction procedure. Modifier 76, definition, repeat procedure or service by the same physician. I mainly use this on surgery coding when the doctor performs the same procedure on the same day on a different part of the foot. Modifier 78, definition, it's an unplanned return to the operating room / procedure room by the same physician following initial procedure or a related procedure during the post-operative period. Now, that is a mouthful. Code is used when the doctor needs to go back into the OR and redo the same procedure. That's it. It's as simple as that. Modifier 79, definition. Needed procedure or service by the same physician during the post-operative period. This modifier is used when you want to let the insurance company know you are aware the patient is global. However, this procedure is not related to it. Now, let's dive into the toe modifiers. This is the easiest. T1, left foot, second digit. T2, left foot, third digit. T3, left foot, fourth digit. T4, left foot, fifth digit. T5, right foot, great toe. T6, right foot, second digit. T7, right foot, third digit. T8, right foot, fourth digit. T9, right foot, fifth digit. TA, left foot, great toe. Modifier RT, right foot. Modifier LT, left foot. Now, last but not least, we have our durable medical equipment modifiers. The most popular and the most known is modifier KX. KX definition, Modifier identifies that the requirements identified in the medical policy have been met. Documentation is essential to support that the item is reasonable and necessary, and that the specific coverage criteria specified in each policy have been met. If you are a durable medical equipment provider, you will utilize the modifier quite frequently. It just lets Medicare know that you have all the essential documents required to support the need for the equipment. And last but not least, the NU modifier. But basically, if you are handing over a CAM boot to a patient, you've got to let the insurance company know that this is a new durable medical equipment purchase and it is not a rental. If you have enjoyed this podcast, definitely let me know. Like it, subscribe, say hello, and leave me a comment of any suggested topics that I should cover. Bye.